My name is Logan Greer. I am Technical Marketing Product Manager. We are so excited to be launching this new Engenia herbicide spray tool as one more tool in the hands of applicators to ensure on-target applications. And what it is a mobile-friendly website. It can be accessed by phone, tablet, or desktop. And it shows the key weather-related requirements on the label all in one place. So it will take your IP address or your location from your phone and give you your specific weather. And that includes wind speed and direction. It also includes inversion potential, precipitation probability for the next 24 hours, and the time of sunrise and sunset, among other things. And it combines all of those things into a conditions index. So it will be red, yellow, or green over the next 36 hours. And so it's meant to help applicators plan when the best time to spray is so they can ensure they get that on-target application.
All right. And we know that the EPA has determined the product to be a restricted use pesticide, and there are rules regarding application for that. And some states have some specific rules. So why is that the main genesis behind developing and launching this tool?
Well, it's important for BASF that we do everything that we can from a stewardship perspective to enable growers to ensure on-target applications. And one of those things is developing this spray tool. Another was working with the EPA to enhance the label. So there are some new requirements on the label, one of them being the restricted use. And another being the training requirement. So every applicator must be trained before applying the product, and we've been working really hard in the field to accomplish that. We've trained over 25,000 applicators to date, and some of the label updates are also important. So the nozzle selection remains the same. You must visit EngeniaTankMix.com to find a nozzle that suits your needs and is also approved. The wind speed has changed, so you can only apply between 3 and 10 miles per hour. In addition, you cannot apply when there is neighboring downwind sensitive species like non-dicamba tolerant soybeans. That's new for 2018 and very important. The boom height remains the same at 24 inches above the target. And where last year the label mentioned not spraying during inversions, we make that even clearer by limiting applications to sunrise to sunset, because the evening hours are when inversions most likely occur. So we want to avoid applications during that time. And we have a lot of other tools available as well on EngeniaStewardship.com. We have links to the labels, including the state-specific labels. So there are states like Minnesota and Missouri, for example, that have 24C labels. And so it's important for applicators to read those specific labels if they're in one of those states with the 24C label.
And what is a 24C label?
A 24C label is in addition to the U.S. EPA label. So it's one that is developed by the state agencies, and those are all available on EngeniaStewardship.com. So if you're unsure, just head to that website and look under the Resources tab, and it will have those various labels for you.
All right. And your technology, of course, that goes with Engenia, they're expected to be a lot of acres planted this year.
Absolutely. We do expect a lot of acres, and that's why we're doing everything we can to ensure on-target applications. So the training is a big effort. As I mentioned, we trained over 25,000 applicators. In addition, we have training available online. So you can go to EngeniaStewardship.com and click the training button to access the online training as well. It's very important to have that certificate in hand before you make an application.
Logan, I didn't have any other questions. Was there anything else you would like to add?
Stewardship at BASF is very important, and that's why we have developed many tools to help growers make on-target applications. EngeniaStewardship.com is the best place to go to find all of these resources, from our application checklist, our spray tool, and other resources like the label and application videos. So EngeniaStewardship.com is a great place to visit for those things.